This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Here come the drums with that one. Got me very excited. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Jean. And Robbie, do you want to go cruising?
I'm not busy later.
No, great. Well, that wasn't quite the cruising I meant. Robbie actually dimmed the lights in the studio. It's gotten very romantic. But actually, I was talking about a cruise at sea because there's one that is happening in just around the corner, in fact, in June, because it's a queer cruise heading to Dark Mofo, which is in Hobart's Hobart's Dark Decadent Cultural Festival. And joining us on the line is Adam Bold from Points of Different Events, who's the organiser of it. Hello, Adam. How are you?
Good evening. Oh, good afternoon. I'm very well, and I'm very excited to go cruising too.
Oh, yeah. Well, that seems to be the round that's going on. Now, this is a queer cruise. How's it all work? What's going on?
So we've actually got a big gay group going on this cruise. This is the scheduled P&O Pacific Explorer that's heading from Sydney down to Hobart. We actually have got 2 days of cruising heading down to Hobart. We dock in Hobart for 3 days and then get off and, no pun intended, and get to actually look at all of the Dark Mofo experiences while we're there, and then have 2 days cruising coming back to Sydney. So it's in and out of Sydney, but we get to have this fabulous time in Hobart in the middle of the winter festival.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. I was there last year and it really does take over all of Hobart, not just in venues but also outside. The parks are lit up and everyone's just running around enjoying all the culture, and it's really exciting.
Yeah, and we're actually, where we're docked is literally in the middle of everything. There's a lot of installations around us. We just walk around, and we're actually where the ferry is that goes out to Mona. Because the great thing about this cruise too is that they've actually included tickets to Mona and the ferry ride, and also tickets to the winter feast. So as a group, we get to actually have all of these extra experiences, and we don't have to worry about accommodation in Hobart because we're staying on the ship.
Oh, that's awesome. So you just stay on the boat, which is really great. Now, what was the idea of coming up with like a queer community group to go to this?
Well, look, we're always looking for ways to connect with people. One of the things the business does is we look to bring people together and provide spaces where people and like-minded people can get together and have fun, meet new friends, and experience things together in sort of a fun, safe space. And we really like hosting these sort of events so that people can come along and there's people there can facilitate and meeting other people. And we also means that we can have some really fun times with having certain entertainers or hosts. A good friend of yours, I believe, will be joining us on this cruise as well, the incomparable Frock Hudson.
Never heard of her. Absolutely. Now, I've never actually been on a cruise before, so I never know what to expect. Have you been cruising before?
I have. I've done. It's probably my favourite type of travel experience. Because there's two aspects to it. One, there's the destination, so the places that you're going to. And in this case, you know, we're going to Hobart, which is quite fun. But the second part is actually the ship itself. And it's a hotel. It's this amazing experience. But it's not just a hotel. It's a theatre. There's bars, there's restaurants. I mean, there's a swimming pool. Not that we'll probably be using that a lot in the middle of winter. But
I don't know. it may be cold, but come on.
Frock loves a water slide.
Actually, there is a water slide on board. But this is the thing. There's all of these really fun things to do on board. There's 12 different dining options that are included in the cruise package. And then there's specialty dining on board. There's a fantastic, which I think I'm going to be spending a lot of time with Frock. There's a place called 400 Gradi, which is the pizza place, and that's the temperature of the oven that they cook the pizzas in because it's a traditional method. There's a Luke Mangan-themed restaurant. A couple of spaces of his are actually on board, so people have that level of dining experience as well. Archie Rose is on board, the distillery that's up here in Sydney. They've got a place called the Bonded Store, which is like a speakeasy, that you enter, you actually pull back a painting, and the bar is hidden behind the painting that's on the ship.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's also a whole bunch of parties that the ship does as well. There's a Gatsby-themed night. There's a party called Blanco, which is their white theme. They have a back-to-school theme.
I mean, the themes alone just make it all sound exciting, let alone Dark Mofo in Hobart.
This is the thing. We're only 6 nights, and there's actually so much to do on board. The first cruise I went on years ago, it took me 3 days to get my head around the ship, just as far as everything works and where you can go and all this sort of thing. This ship's about 1,500 people on board, so it's not huge, but it's actually, like, it's easy then to get around and see things. But it's just, the amenities that the ship have, and this is why, this is not an Atlantis cruise we're doing. We haven't chartered the whole ship. And one of the reasons is that we don't need to. Atlantis do what they do very well and create a fantastic space. But the ships have a lot of stuff that's there that is really good value. The P&O shows are some of the best that you see at sea. And it's funny because you don't think of P&O being a particularly dominant, entertaining sort of brand. But they produce these shows. There's a show called Love Ride on board. It's directed by Scott Maidment, who's one of the creative minds behind Madonna's recent Rebel Heart tour. They've got, you know, high-quality Australian artists that work on these things as well. And they're fantastic. And it's great. It's a great combination of AV, live entertainment, singing, all that sort of stuff as well.
So there's plenty of fun to be had as you're cruising to Dark Mofo, not just there. Now, if you want to find out details all about this, you can head to pointsofdifference.com/travel and you'll find the details there for the Dark Mofo cruise. And have you already got a wide selection of queer people heading along to your queer community cruise?
It's a wonderfully diverse group of people, I have to say. There's a lovely group coming from actually parents of gender diverse children are joining us. We've got some of the ladies coming in from Dykes on Bikes. There's some guys from country Victoria. There's some guys coming down from Brisbane. There's people coming up from Melbourne as well. So it's a really fun group, and everyone's there looking forward to having a cruising good time.
Oh, well, that sounds absolutely fantastic.
I reckon Frock's going to fit in really well with that group of people.
Well, if you would like to know any more details, as I said, head to pointsofdifference.com/travel and you can find out all the information for the Dark Mofo Queer Community Cruise. Adam, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, guys. And I'd encourage everyone to vote for Rad in Mr. Gay World as well.
Yes. Well, we're going to be speaking to him shortly. Thank you for that very plug there, Adam. That's right. Coming up soon, when we can get a hold of him in South Africa, we're going to be speaking to Mr. Gay Pride Australia to find out how things are going in the Mr. Gay World competition. He's actually now that someone's scurrying around the hotel trying to find him.
it's pretty early in the morning over in South Africa, so he might be having a little bit of a snooze in.
I reckon you'll find him at the buffet with everyone else. They've got a high schedule, but we'll find out what's going on there. And you can find out all of those details for that cruise by Points of Difference if you just jump online and look them up, or you can just look them up on our social media. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Jean on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.